Sky News Centre at 6. The Prime Minister's arrived in Brussels for talks to salvage a trade agreement with the EU, saying a good deal is still there to be done. He's having dinner with the President of the European Commission. Earlier, Boris Johnson accused the European Union of making unacceptable demands in the negotiations. But Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer wanted to know why the process seems to have been much harder than the PM promised.
12 months ago, he told the British people that he had an oven-ready deal. He didn't say he had half a deal. He didn't say the next stage will be very, very difficult.
A precautionary warning's being given to people with history of significant allergic reactions not to take the coronavirus vaccine. The UK's health regulators made the announcement after two NHS staff became unwell yesterday. Both of them carry adrenaline and are recovering well. Professor Robin Shattuck, who's leading Imperial College London's vaccine, says we shouldn't be too alarmed.
This is the sort of thing that quite often occurs with any medicines. It's not something you'd expect to see with high frequency, but there are some individuals that may have an allergic response to this type of approach. And I think the regulators have taken a very proportionate and cautious response.
Meanwhile, the first person to receive it, 90-year-old Margaret Keenan, has been discharged from hospital, and Canada has now approved the vaccine, describing it as safe, effective and of good quality. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a woman was found dead at a hotel in Bournemouth. The victim, aged in her 20s, was discovered in a room at a travel lodge this morning. Asda won't be opening on Boxing Day. The supermarket says it wants to give its staff the opportunity to stay at home. And in tonight's sport, Champions League football has just started with Liverpool in action in one of the early kickoffs. They are leading 1-0 away to Danish side Midtjylland, but have already secured top spot in the group. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star, baby. Cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
No thumbs to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever. Hello, everybody. My name is Ella Webb, and you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM for my show, World Wide Web, with my co-host, who is always in the studio with me.
Always.
Always, Mr. Paul Webb, my dad.
Hello.
Now, as you all know, my show is based around the Whig Junior magazine, as it has always been. But today, I got home from school, the magazine wasn't there. And the magazine hasn't turned up this week. So it did a couple of weeks ago while I wasn't here, while my dad was covering my show for me. So we have improvised. We still have a show for you. And no, it's just not plain music, because that would be a bit boring. Just play music. Because that's not the point of my show.
No.
We do still have some stories lined up, which are interesting, yes. They seem as if they are from the Whig Junior magazine, but
topical.
They are not.
Still topical.
Yes, still, as I always say in my promo, funny as well as serious.
A few to make you giggle too.
Yes, exactly, which these ones are. So our main story this week is, ready? Mystery monoliths appear on the Isle of Wight beach.
For those old enough, we should have the X-Files music playing behind this. You're not old enough to know what that is all about.
No.
But these are spooky old things.
You were
Where
one,
are they from?
You were the one who suggested this story.
I know.
You?
I think it's a great story. I mean, it's obviously just like the latest crop circle type story, but it's fantastic.
So, artwork, aliens, or a portal to another world. Tall, shiny metal objects have been appearing all over the world, and there's now one in Britain too.
There is.
In the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, as of yesterday, I think, isn't it?
Well, wait.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure it is. Described as a monolith, the latest object was found on the Isle of Wight, but similar structures that appeared at sight across the globe. Some people have likened the object and seen in an old movie in the 1960s called 2001. Not 2020, though. So no. Why weren't they in 2001?
Well, the rest of that film title was A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, A Space Odyssey. Yeah. Why is it
this
not
is
in
where,
2020
this is an
then?
An Arthur C. Clarke book from the 60s, I think, that was, I mean, it was a sci-fi book. So it wasn't really sort of a glimpse into the future.
Well, but, really?
Well, yeah, that's what it was meant to be. But the suggestion was that, you know, it was a space odyssey because by the year 2001, we'd all be living on space stations. And then there was
Are
a,
we? I don't think we are.
New. Then there was a 2010, and I don't want... That was the sequel. We still weren't living in space in 2010 either.
No, we're still not now, no. I don't think. 10 years after that one. But... Yes, so A Space Odyssey, where monoliths from an unseen alien species appear on Earth. But while some of those monoliths remain so far unexplained, Tom Dunford, a designer who lives on the Isle of Wight, says he made this one. I did it purely for fun. Good for you, Tom.
Yeah.
But why are they all over the globe?
Well, this is it.
This and Tom Dunford... Couldn't have gone wherever else they are.
It's not
in
Tom.
The middle of it.
It's not Tom. It's just Tom trying to get in the headlines, and it's worked.
Yes.
Damn him.
But it's not, because he wouldn't have gone to a desert in the middle of... I don't know where one of them is. I'm pretty sure it's the first one. Probably somewhere... I think it's somewhere in the US. But he wouldn't have gone all the way over there, because he can't. If he's in the Isle of Wight, how's he managed to get over there?
Well,
you're meant to stay in your own country.
Yes.
There's something called lockdown.
That's quite right.
So, maybe he hasn't done all of them. So, let's find out a little bit more about this. So, the first monolith was found in the US when a helicopter crew was counting sheep, flew over a remote part of the desert in Utah and spotted an unusual object below. So, it was in the US, in fact, and in Utah. It disappeared a couple of days later with reports that four men had been seen carrying it away. Who were they then? But the thing is, what's confusing me or not confusing me. But the thing is, people are saying, oh yeah, but other people have put them there. Yeah, well, how does it explain the ones all over the globe? People haven't just hopped in a helicopter with a massive, tall, metal, probably heavy, what would you call it? Pole? Monolith?
Well, that's what it is. It's a monolith. It's just, yeah, it's a shape.
Like, you wouldn't be able to just put that on a helicopter and be like, right, where are we going now?
No.
Midnight adventure. Where we? What country are we going now to place this thing down in without anyone else knowing? Like, it's clearly not people doing it. Or is...
I think it is.
Yeah, but how have they managed to all secretly, without me knowing,
The World Wide Web doesn't know.
Exactly, like, how is this happening?
How have they done this?
But it disappeared a couple of days later.
Yeah.
But there have been a few which have been seen, but then have disappeared with no one being seen moving it, carrying it away, like this one in Utah has, with four men being seen carrying it away. There have been some which have disappeared, like a few days or even that same night. It appears early in the morning, the next day it's gone, in the exact same spot. So I don't know, and it must be heavy if you think of it, a massive metal.
Well, it assumes it's solid.
What else would it be made out of? Cardboard?
Tin.
Yeah, but wouldn't it blow away?
I don't know, because I don't know how it's anchored down.
Exactly. Well, it's the one found in Britain was on the Isle of Wight, on a beach.
Oh, yeah,
beach
but
that's, of
the a, that's a copy, though, isn't it? So it's
Tom Yeah, how do you think said, someone has bought a metal monolith down?
Because you can buy a sheet metal. So he's just made one.
But what about the ones all over the place?
Appearing,
ones in deserts.
I don't have answers for those.
The ones in deserts, like in the middle of nowhere, like this one in Utah.
Don't know.
Like randomly.
I don't know.
Out of nowhere.
They probably are helicoptered in.
Yeah, but they're heavy. That's my point. They're heavy. But, so, as you know from last week, I did a poll on my Twitter, which, if you don't know, is at @web_worldwide. Make sure you do follow it. I put a poll up saying which two Christmas songs should I play on this week's show, which is today. I did that last week, and those are the Christmas songs I played. And today, our first song, which has 50% of the votes. Our other one is quite close, only 6% under. I'm not going to tell you what it is, though. But the one with 50% of the votes, which we are going to play now, is Step Into Christmas by Elton John.
Sending you this Christmas card to say it's nice to have you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was Step Into Christmas by Elton John. I always have two Christmas songs, so I already have it up, but it is mainly, it's going to be the next song. But if you would like to still go and vote, or even just give me a follow on Twitter, it's at web_worldwide, where every week I will be doing, either if it's a food debate, you can debate, there is a current debate up there for our food debate after the Around the World.
Or, so what happens now if everyone starts to follow you and votes for the other song?
Well, no, because I've already played that song.
No, but what about the other one?
Well, then I'll say that one has actually ended up winning.
Ah.
But it was in second place. I'm not going to say the song now. If you go give me a follow, you will be able to see which song is second lined up. But now it's time for it's time for Around the World. Three stories from around the world. Our first one today is, after years of debate, the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, is officially a little bit bigger. Which at first you think, really? A mountain's got bigger? Really? It grows?
How can that happen?
Well, Mount Everest sits on the border of Nepal and China, and its summit is believed to be the highest place in the whole world. Nepal and Chinese authorities have finally come to an agreement that the mountain is 8,848.86, there's a lot of eights in that, 86 metres, which is also the equivalent of 29,031 feet tall. The new measurements make Everest 86 centimetres higher than Nepal's previous height and more than 4 metres higher than China's previous measurement. Wow. Mount Everest is thought to rise by 40 centimetres per century, so 100 years. So it will continue to get bigger, but very slowly. Very slowly. At the top of the mountain, it's very cold and caped with snow all year round. So if you want to go make a snowman, that's the best place to go.
Yeah, just pop up 30,000 feet, yeah. You know, put your wellies on, off you go.
It can take 10 weeks for a trained climber to make it to the top of Mount Everest, and they must go through rigorous training first.
Yes.
So make sure you've been through rigorous training and have 10 weeks to spare.
Or,
I don't know, 20 weeks.
Somewhere a little bit more practical to build your snowman.
No. Go to the top of Mount Everest, because then you'll be the highest place on Earth.
Okay.
And you need to have 20 weeks spare. Because 10 weeks to get up, 10 weeks to get down. So you kind of need to have some time on your hands. The mountain is estimated to be 50 to 60 million years old and was formed by a collision of the Indian tectonic plates. So,
yes.
Mountain has been formed. A mountain. Or Mount Everest, which is now the tallest mountain in the world. What is our next one? Where are we going now?
Well, we're going somewhere equally cold, and we're going to Scotland. And the reason that we're going to Scotland is because we can go shopping in Scotland.
Ooh.
Yeah, breaking news. They've just reduced the tier of 11, I think it's 11, 11 places in Scotland, meaning that non-essential shops and other businesses can reopen just in time for the Christmas rush, which is excellent news, obviously.
Yes.
There are still some restrictions in place, so some travel restrictions, for example, which means that from a higher tier you can't travel into a lower tier for any reason. No. I think other than probably emergencies,
yeah.
Be a bit harsh. But, you know, it's everything's moving in the right direction. And with the with the big announcement of the vaccine this week as well.
Yep.
Dare we hope that we might be coming through the worst.
Yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel and we are getting closer to that light. And our final one. We have actually got one. We always do one from around the world, a different place around the world, not in the UK. But we have one in the UK today. We always have one from either China, India, or somewhere like that. We've got one from the UK, though.
Well, we've just had Scotland, so that's just two.
Yeah. Children have written messages on 300 recycled paper birds, which have been sent to UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, calling for action on climate change. The birds were made by pupils in schools in Eastbourne to mark the 25-year anniversary of the United Nations Children Conference on the Environment, which was held in the town in 1995. Annabelle, who was 11 years old, took part in this project and said, "We want our message about the future of the planet to be taken seriously. Children need adults to use their power and influence to make positive changes on the environment." Which is very true. It's our generation, it's our future, so we need to have our voices heard a bit more. As I just said, it's our future, which we're heading to.
Yeah.
But that is everything from around the world this week. Our next song is Golden by Harry Styles.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man.
talking about?
Get my pretty name out of your mouth. We are not the same with or without. Don't talk about me like how you might know how I feel. Top of the world, but your world isn't real. It wasn't ideal. So go have fun. I really couldn't care less, and you can give him my best, but just know I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am. I don't want press to put your name next to mine. We're on different lines, so I wanna be nice enough, they don't call my bluff. Cause I hate to find articles, articles, articles. Rather you remain unremarkable. Got a lot of interviews, interviews, interviews. When they say your name, I just echo. Did you have fun? I really couldn't care less, and you couldn't give them my best, but just know I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend. I don't think I caught your name. I'm sorry. I don't think I caught your name. I'm not your friend.
That was Golden by Harry Styles and Therefore I Am by Billie Eilish. Now it's time for our food debate. If you were here last week's show, you would have heard us talking about, do cats actually drink milk, like it says in a couple and few children's stories that cats drink milk.
I can't remember why we were talking about it though, can we?
Neither. No. I can't exactly. We can't remember why or how we got onto this conversation of do cats actually drink milk. So it's not a human food debate, but it's related to food. So I put a tweet out on my Twitter as I did for the Christmas songs. There is still time to vote for the Christmas songs, to ask, do cats actually drink milk? And, quite shocking actually, once you find out the backstory, 67% of people said yes.
Wow.
And 33% said no, they drink water. So, it is actually proven, but cats aren't supposed to drink milk. Like dogs aren't supposed to eat chocolate. Cats aren't supposed to drink milk.
And when we say milk, we mean specifically cow's milk.
Yeah, like normal milk you'll just buy from the shop.
That we would drink, yeah.
Yeah. They have to have a special kind of milk. So actually, that 67% of people who have said yes, they drink milk. What milk are you giving your cat? Because you can get, like with chocolate you give to dogs. Dogs can't have chocolate because it makes them seriously ill.
Mm.
I'm not too sure if it makes a cat seriously ill because we don't have a cat. But with dogs, it can make them seriously ill. But you can get special chocolate for dogs. I'm pretty sure you could get it in like chocolate...
treats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would be able
treats.
To. Yeah.
Chocolate treats.
They just replace whatever the toxin is, if you like, with something that dogs can tolerate.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting because obviously there's a famous saying, you know, the cat that got the cream. Well, the cat that got the cream isn't actually particularly happy.
No.
Unless it's a kitten and it's mother's milk.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. If it's its own mother's milk, but just giving it cow's milk that you probably have in your fridge, it's actually bad for them. But you can get special milk for cats. So that 67% of people who have voted yes, cats drink milk.
Yeah. And do you know what?
Are you giving them special milk?
Some adult cats crave milk.
Really?
Yeah, because it's still in their mind, if you like, about, you know, the cats, the milk that they used to drink as a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
So some will actually really want milk, and if they see some spilt on the floor or something, they'll go and drink it, and you should probably try and deter them from doing so.
It's like a dog. If you drop chocolate on the floor, it will probably more than likely eat the chocolate. Mm. So it's kind of the same with milk.
See, I'm trying to think of the Felix adverts. Other cat foods available. And I'm sure there's one where it looks like a cat is drinking most
milk.
Of them are in black and white, in fairness. Yeah. But it does look like there's one that's drinking milk.
Yes.
Misleading.
Yeah. But as I said, it does depend on the milk, because you can get special milk for cats. So it just depends. So it was kind of a debate, kind of not a debate. But our first little story as well is food related, so it's okay. But I think we need a better debate.
Well, we do, yeah.
Or just a food talk, which is kind of what...
That's kind of what that was, really. It was just a chat. It was an education.
Yeah. Don't feed your cat normal milk.
No.
I don't wanna be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Look what you made me do. I wish somebody knew. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger. Look what you made me do. I wish somebody knew. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger.
Dancing with a Stranger by Sam Smith here on Phoenix 98 FM. Now it's time for this week's two little stories. And as you probably do know, the famous Christmas movie Home Alone. I don't know what I've...
So famous that you really couldn't remember what it was called.
Yes. So, the film set is hugely popular Christmas movie. And it's actually has been made by a woman out of delicious-looking gingerbread.
What?
Yes. The McAllister's family home from the 1990 film has been recreated to celebrate the film's 30th anniversary. The masterpiece was created by cake designer Michelle Wibowu. I think that's right.
Do you?
After Disney
Let's
Plus...
Let's apologise to Michelle, shall we, in case it's not.
Well, it's a hard surname. Wibowu, I think. I don't know. After Disney Plus asked her to make it. I watched it on Disney Plus recently. I've currently got a list of Christmas movies I'm watching through the whole of December. I'm currently three behind because I haven't watched any so far this week. But Home Alone was my very first one I watched. The award-winning artist spent 300 hours constructing and decorating the spectacular house. It's 1.7 metres wide and comes complete with a little edible characters. Yum.
A little Kevin.
Yes. But 1.7 metres long.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's... you're looking at the table to say,
yeah. Well, I think
what
the table
is it compared
probably,
to this table?
About 2 metres.
Probably yeah, 2 metres.
Yeah, it's probably about the length of this table.
Wow. And the tables in the studio are fairly big. A lot of space. So it's big. It's huge. I would like to see it and maybe have a bit of it, but it would be very sickly to eat, especially if it's decorated with like a whole load of icing and things like that. You would decorate a normal gingerbread house with, not a 1.7 metre long one.
You'd need a lot of icing.
Yes. And our second one, is having a Christmas tree, a real Christmas tree, good? So, we are often told about cutting down trees has a negative impact on the environment. On a large scale, deforestation can cause climate change, flooding, and increase greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. So, why are we happy to have real Christmas trees in our living room for a few weeks every year? Researchers have found out that real Christmas trees have a smaller carbon footprint and therefore better for the environment than fake ones, because fake ones are made out of plasticky. I don't exactly know completely what they're made out of, but they're some kind of plastic.
It's some kind of man-made fibre, certainly, yeah.
Yeah. So why are real Christmas trees good for us? So buying a real Christmas tree, which has been cut down, seems like it could be a bad for the planet. But many trees in the UK have grown specifically for use at Christmas and have been farmed responsibly. That means the growers have planted new trees for every one they chop down. In fact, the Woodland Trust says that up to 10 trees are planted for every one that is cut down. And yes, I know you could argue, yeah, but that's only cut one down and you're planting 10 baby trees, which don't do the same amount. But at least they're doing something to make it less harm, less of a carbon footprint. And I'm pretty sure it's a type of tree as well, it is. But our next two songs, our first one is the one from Twitter, which got, I'm pretty sure, 44% of the vote. It's All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, a very famous Christmas song.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come. You, yeah.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I was feeling brokenhearted until I pressed restart. Yeah, I'm moving on, moving on. Don't wanna hit rewind. I was there before, but not anymore. I don't need your sorry. This ain't a pity party. Not trying to be funny, but I ain't got the time. No time for tears, I won't be crying. Don't need you here, I'm doing fine, yeah. So I'm deleting you from my phone now. You ain't gonna see me cry. I might go get somebody new, just cause I feel like so over this, over you, you. I don't need your sorry. This ain't a pity party.
Was All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. Such a great Christmas song. That for me is the definition of Christmas. It's Christmas only starts when I hear that song. I'm like, well, yes, it's Christmas. Christmas. Even if it's in the middle of October. Yes, it's Christmas. I've heard this song.
I think that's what Mariah is known for now.
Yes.
She's just Christmas.
Yes. And No Time for Tears by Little Mix. So as we mentioned, well, not mentioned, as my main story last week, we had an interview with Penny from Snap about their charity race relay.
Relay
thing,
marathon, yeah.
Which was last Sunday. So how was it? You took part in it.
It was good. I did one little leg of it. Yeah, I did my bit from Brentwood Brewery in Calcott Farm back to Brentwood Cricket Club. Which isn't very long, really, but it was nice to be part of it, and I think it was excellently well supported by some local businesses, all of whom support Snap in one way, shape or another, and yeah, it was good fun. It was nice. I handed the baton, as it were, or the cracker, over to...
What did you get inside the cracker?
There weren't any toys. There were just like little drawings and hats.
Okay.
But I handed mine over to some lads from HCS,
mm-hmm.
Howe Chartered Surveyors, and I took it from people that were associated with the brewery, at the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I mean, I just did that one little stretch And the people that did it after me did that about four times. So fair play to them.
Wow. But at least you took part. That's all that matters, taking part.
And well done to Penny for organising it all.
Yes. And thank you once again for coming, for her coming on my show to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was fun. And you didn't realise, had you, until last week, that it's actually going down to the studio, because you would have had to come practically past the studio, past the road we go down to go to the studio. You only realised last week that it's actually uphill.
Yeah, and I don't particularly enjoy running at the best of times, let alone uphill.
No.
It wasn't too bad.
But that is all from me this week. I'll be back with more, hopefully, from the week, Junior. I will leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour. And remember, stay safe. Oh, no, and remember, new week, news on a worldwide web. Yeah. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Things I bought, they mean nothing to me anymore. But to you, they were everything we were. They meant more than every word. Now I know just what you love me for. Take all the money you want from me. Hope you become what you want to be. Show me how little you care, how little you care, how little you care. You dream of glitter and gold. My heart's already been sold. Show you how little I care, how little I care, how little I care. My diamonds leave with you. You're never gonna hear my heartbreak. Never gonna move in dark ways. Baby, you're so cruel.
trust so easily. You lied to me, lied to me. Then left with my heart round your chest. Take all the money you want from me. Hope you become what you want to be. Show me how little you care, how little you care, how little you care. You dream of glitter and gold. My heart's already been sold. Show you how little I care, how little I care, how little I care. My diamonds leave with you. You're never gonna hear my heart break. Never gonna move in dark ways. Baby, you're so cruel. My diamonds leave with you. Material love will fool me. When you're not here, I can't breathe. Think I always knew. My diamonds leave with you. Ooh-oh, ooh-oh. Always knew. My diamonds leave with you. Ooh-oh, ooh-oh. Always knew. You're never gonna hear my heart. Never gonna move in dark ways. Baby, you're so cruel. My diamonds leave with you. Material love won't fool me. When you're not here, I can't breathe. Think I